Let's start off by giving you all an opportunity to make me feel good. And you can make me feel good by telling us all what you have learned so far. Has anything stood out to you? Has anything been particularly valuable or interesting or helpful to you? Tell us at least one thing that has been helpful for you. Adam has something he wants to say. What's up, Adam?
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Just wanted to say that I've had an enormous amount of benefit from learning about breaking the thoughts up, breaking the individual thoughts up within sentences and introducing variety, not just variety to the sound of the voice, but variety to the thoughts within the sentence. And I found myself using that technique. I found myself using that technique with a lot of other kinds of reads, you know, like commercials and things like that, and getting a lot of very good feedback. So that's been great.
Hey, Kevin, for me, in the grand scheme of things, it was the physicalizing. I mean, although I'm a physical speaker and talker anyway, just understanding that being physical certainly makes a big difference in how you come across and how your voice sounds. Even the small act of smiling makes a big difference on how the voice comes out and how it sounds to someone on the outside. So for me, that was just a big aha, I guess, because although I talk with my hands normally, being more physical while I'm doing a read makes a big difference, you know, and actually being in the moment, as it were, physically as well as mentally in reading. So I like that a lot.
Hey, Kevin. I just wanted to add that I think it's really helpful the way you taught us to change the way we say each sentence, like add a different emotion each time. And that's kind of helped me even figure out how I should deliver the piece in general. So it's helped a lot. Just need to practice it now.
Basically, I just wanted to say that, first of all, I want to thank you for all the tools that you've shared with us so far in this class. For me personally, since I'm like the new guy kind of coming in trying to figure all this stuff out, you kept telling me, Gene, you got a good voice. Use that one.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to come up with all these voices.
Well,
especially because I think it would be helpful for me, since I'm new, that I should work on the voice I have until I've kind of mastered that one.
Yeah, you know, it's like your natural sound, that's the launching pad. You know, that's right. The starting point. And yeah, I think it's essential as an actor, first and foremost, that you can play a role that doesn't require you to do a lot from a technical standpoint. In other words, before you start learning how to act with a British accent or an Indian accent or a German accent, learn how to speak with your own natural accent.
Right.
You know, once you get really adept at that, then you can start to add other things like accents and that sort of thing. But, you know, it's interesting how many people will come into a workshop like this and they will think that this is all about doing voices, and it really isn't. It's about acting. If you can capture the essence of that character and understand what that character is about and have fun with that, that's what's really going to do it for you. You know, people often ask, well, what are they looking for in the voiceover world in video games? What they're looking for really is great actors. I mean, really excellent, solid actors. That's why it's so important that you get that down first. Once you get that, then add the other stuff. Add the voices. Add the accents. I'm not discouraging people from trying different voices or trying different accents here. But if I'm hearing something that sounds like a really interesting voice, but the acting isn't quite there, I'm often telling people, okay, pull back on that voice a little bit. I think you're a little too focused right now on doing a voice. Let's get into what this character is all about. What do they want? What do they love? What are they interested in? What are they excited about? What are they fighting for here in this scene? So, very good, Gene. Thank you so much. If anybody else has anything else, let me turn on Nate here. Let's see here. Hey, Nate, what's up?
What I learned is I enjoyed the multiple direction. Like if somebody didn't like something the first time, you would have us do it different ways, differently, a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was getting us prepared for like actual studio auditions. Like if the director doesn't feel comfortable with something we did or thinks we could add a little bit more or a little bit less, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, and that is very often what you will get in sessions. And this is why, just by the way, it's so important that you don't over prepare your pieces. This is why I'm cautioning people, you know, don't just sit there and keep going over your piece and over your piece and over your piece. You want to know what you're going to do basically and generally. But then when you're in that booth, you got to be ready now. You got to be open to the direction that you get. And you might get the direction sometimes, just give us three in a row. And if they want three in a row, they don't want three identical takes. They want three different takes. So to be able to, again, it keeps going back to that idea of variety, being able to change it up, put that variety into your read. That's so important. And of course, also the idea of taking direction is very, very important. I always say in this business, you have to have two very important skills. Number one, the ability to self-direct. Number two, the ability to take direction from another person. If you have both of those, you can do well in this business, all other things being equal, of course. But you have to go in with some good ideas, and then when you get those ideas from the director, be able to integrate those into your work.